The Veritas Radio Network is guaranteed the right to offend, annoy, agitate, shout heresy, and entertain.
You should start programming right now.
Kind of like the cultural sewage served up on Bravo or CMT, only it's on 24 hours a day, except Sundays. When the truth gets you angry and you throw your smartphone, remember, no one is forcing you to listen to the truth on the Veritas Radio Network.
You can't handle the truth.
You're doing that of your own free will. That's what makes this country great and any gay marriage pointless.
That's offensive.
So there isn't much you can do about it, Chowderhead.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Grab a book, take a vow, and conform your mind to reality. Reality. Otherwise, you're just another Judas-inspired Karl Marx wannabe.
And your children will steal your credit card number to buy tickets to the Miley Cyrus Twerker's Ball.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Are you ready? Let's get it on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
Okay.
To Congress, gay marriage, and the modern world of heretics have you on the brink of throwing in the towel.
This little girl survived longer than that with no weapons and no training, right?
Why don't you put her in charge?
Why don't you throw in with us instead and consider your options? Starting with the Suzanne option.
Affirmative.
Basic training begins now with Suzanne Sherman, exclusively here on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
Well, hey, everybody, welcome. You are here for the second day of the Suzanne option. The Suzanne option is the newest in the lineup of the Crusade Channel's programming options. We are part of the Crusade Channel, which in turn is part of the Veritas Radio Network. Number here is 844-5-CRUSADE, 844-527-8723. I suggest you also download the app. You can get to us and stream live wherever you're going. You can also just push a button and get to us right away. You can reach me at suzanne@littell.com, S-U-Z-A-N-N-E, @littell.com. Send me an email if you have any suggestions, comments, anything you would like included on this show. We have a pretty wide open format here. Mike was very generous. I'm not limited in what we can talk about. It's going to be everything from constitutional issues, issues of liberty, freedom, property, ownership. We're going to be talking about militia today, and we're also going to be getting into survivalism, self-sufficiency, homesteading lifestyle, how to survive in issues of natural calamity, political calamity, social unrest, and the like. You can also get to my Facebook page, Suzanne Sherman. You'll see me there. I have a cowgirl hat on, and there's a picture of Monticello behind me. You can also follow me on Twitter, and that is Suzanne Sherman @CowgirlEsquire. For those who like to text me during the show, I have my Wi-Fi turned off just to improve our bandwidth here. Mark Kresslins is going to be joining me in just a moment. I'm delighted to have him come on. And before we do that, I'm going to just do a couple quick announcements. First and foremost, I want to thank Christopher. He and I were without adult supervision yesterday. Mike was in transit coming back home, and I didn't even know. He ran the show, and he did a fantastic job, gave me the support I needed to get this done. So Christopher, tip of the hat to you. Also want to thank our good friend, Dr. Professor Kevin Gutzman, who was my first guest up yesterday. Apologies, we ran out of time. Oh, apparently Christopher's still by himself. Apparently Mr. Church has let the inmates run the asylum, so we're going to have some fun with that. Getting back to Kevin, first guest up on the show, we ran out of time. Apologies, I'm getting all sorts of feedback, people wanting us to continue that conversation where we left off. I want to let my listeners know Kevin and I were on the phone this morning, and something's in the works, so maybe we can get some more time set aside and get him to talk about things not just limited to what he has to talk about on the Constitution Hour, which is a fantastic show, by the way. If you're missing any of those, I highly encourage you to get a Founders Pass, 23 cents a day, and you can hear his show and download any of the other options we have on the Veritas Radio Network, radio the way it should be. So thank you again. Oh, by the way, you also might want to go over to Kevin's page and send him a little love. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday, Kevin. And no, I'm not going to sing. So also, shout out to a couple listeners, loyal listener Jeff Briggs, for his commentary on a Sirius XM ad on Facebook, where he commented, no, thank you. I prefer to stick to Veritas Radio Network and hang out with Mike Church, Mark Kresslins, and Suzanne. Radio the way it should be. So we love loyalty. Also want to thank new listener Mike in Maine, and also a gal that I'm going to have on here, new listener today. Her name's Kelly. She lives in Colorado, and she is farther along in this process than I am. In fact, her goal for this year, she just told me, is to donate 10,000 pounds of food that she grows, the labor of love that she donates to people that are in need. So we've got some really, really great people in line and good stuff for this show. Now let's get to Mark. Mark, you tried to join us yesterday, and something similar happened to when I filled in for you. You weren't able to get on your own show. And I said, well, this is what happens when you give a lawyer a microphone in an audience. And yesterday, two lawyers with microphones shut you right down.
That's
so
right.
Apologies. How are you today?
Good. There was no way. I knew there was no way I was getting on the show yesterday. So, well, hey, listen, I want to talk about something really important. Can I just play something real quick here?
Absolutely.
Okay, here it is. can we just talk about this? We get a
little crazy. I listened to your show yesterday, or the other day. It was very awkward because I felt like I was witnessing a mutiny. Now, Trent's already had his fingers cut off. How is this happening?
He's on the air here. He can tell you how
How's
he's
it going,
doing.
Good, Trent. How are you? And also, big thanks to Trent. When we had when we filled in for Mark, when he had some medical issues a couple months back, Trent made it just seamlessly a great integration for me to come on there and fill 2 hours. So thank you, Trent. Now, Trent, you have some explaining to do.
Really? That was him that played that song there. It didn't feel as good. I was waving him off, saying, "Don't do it." Because it doesn't seem right coming from
him. It
fit
perfect. Are you kidding me? Come on, you got to trust the talent on this. Well, Suzanne, I do want to congratulate you on your first show. I listened. It was great. It was invigorating hearing you and Professor Dr. Kevin Gutzman talk. Is always thrilling. I know you're going to have him on more. But it was a great first show. It's amazing how fast 45 minutes goes, isn't it?
Well, if I learned one thing yesterday, it is, yes, how fast that hour goes. If only an hour on a treadmill would feel like it went that fast. Wow.
That is so true. That is so true. Well, I think this is just another great addition to the Veritas Radio Network family. You talking about the things you're going to be talking about, the guests you're going to have are going to provide a unique approach to understanding how we can live without this bipartisan corrupt. By the way, I heard you on the show yesterday saying that. That was great. This bipartisan corrupt, morally bankrupt, de facto versus de jure, national, masquerading as a federal government. And so some of the topics you're going to cover are going to have really direct application to people figuring out, how do we get away from this? How do we live without it? Because I
Absolutely.
Think we all agree, don't you, Suzanne, that there's going to come a point where this whole thing's coming down anyways. It's just it's a when. And what does it look like when whatever economic collapse means?
Well, you're absolutely correct. And I mean, there's no way we can possibly sustain this system where how much debt are we in? What is it? 22,000? What about the unfunded? What was it? The other
right.
obligations? 220 trillion right now. Yeah. At some point, numbers don't matter. And doesn't that raise the issue of why we're trying to unteach children under yeah. the premise of Common Core? So we have a federal illegitimate government who is destroying people's ability to crunch numbers so they can keep making numbers seem irrelevant and meaningless.
I know. Oh, I know you're right on that. And this is yesterday, and based on what's happening at the federal level, it trying to control our local public schools, as you know, well know, with the whole bathroom policy. I encourage people to get their children out of public school. Do what you're doing. Do what we did. We homeschooled all four of our kids. Get them to a safer place, because right now, the public education system, even without Common Core, is a dangerous place in my view.
Oh, absolutely. And here's, you know, Mike was talking this morning about North Carolina. The newspaper in Charlotte said that girls need to get accustomed to seeing male genitalia in the bathrooms. What happens? Imagine now later on, these girls grow up, they have babies. And I remember the looks that I got when I would nurse in public. You know, we can't exercise the obligations we have to have to care for our children, but we are accommodating all these freaks. So it's a really unbelievable where we're going. But the good thing about our shows is perhaps we're creating an awareness here. So people, when they start questioning, why is all this happening? Well, it's happening because we've got a government that is not on our side. And, so one of the, you know, the crux of your show is, well, how can we fight this? Well, you know, shut it down. It's going to have to collapse. Every time they say the government's going to shut down, I'm up here saying, yeah, right on. And then let's see what we can do with it. And what happens? Our party, our conservative, the GOP, caves. And we're right where we started.
Well, exactly. And this is why it's kind of it's a futile endeavor. It's a fool's errand, if you will, to put any hope in the GOP at this point. There's absolutely no reason to believe that they're going to do anything different than they have done the last 30 years as they've participated in creating this bipartisan, corrupt, morally bankrupt government. And they have played a role in creating this thing. And so we just have to change our thinking. We've got to think differently about the problem. And this is really what the Veritas Radio Network is about. We're pushing back. We're being disruptive, if you will, to mainstream conservative talk radio. You know, if you tune into the average show today, you're going to hear we've got to get the GOP into power. That's been the strategy for 3 decades now that I've been involved in this business. Well, we've arrived at this point with let's analyze that strategy. Has it been a net gain? I think it's very clear that it has not. We've killed 56 million babies. We have $19 trillion of known debt, as you just alluded to, probably somewhere north of $200 trillion actual debt. We bomb people and intervene all over the world without proper declarations of war. The list can go on and on and on. And so either we just stick with the status quo and keep trying it one more time, give it one more try for the Gipper, or we stop and pause, reflect, analyze, and perhaps change our thinking on this.
Well, and here's the thing, you know, we talk about people saying that we're absolutely crazy. We're a bunch of renegades. We're every bit as crazy when we want to speak the truth about people being ignorant is this man here. And I'll tell you who he is after. Knowledge will forever govern ignorance. And a people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power which knowledge gives. That crazy man was James Madison. So, yeah, he was a rabble-rouser. And if we're crazy, well, guess what? We're in good company. Someone else has also said, the truth shall set you free. Right. I don't think we need to quote that one. And so why would anybody want to give us the keys to unlock our own shackles? But, Mark, we're going to move on to a guest here. I want to just give a quick preview. You are coming on my show with me next week, and we have a special Memorial Day tribute lined up. We're going to examine your Pilgrims and Settlers article that you wrote. I'm going to throw in my pioneer perspective, and we're going to have a really upfront and candid conversation as to whether or not we have squandered the sacrifices that have been made for us. And another quick announcement, episode of The Flow with Kurt Wallace is coming up at 1 o'clock Central, 2 p.m. Eastern. So, Mark, I will have you on my show, and I might chime in on yours sometime next week.
Oh, please do. I look forward to it, Suzanne, and I hope you have a great rest of the show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, have a great show, Suzanne.
Okay, man. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right. All right, coming up next, we have a guest. His name is William, and he is a member of the Tooele County Lightfoot Militia. The focus on the remainder of the show today is going to be the militia, the role they play in our society today, as well as their constitutional history. William, are you on the line?
Can you hear me, Suzanne?
Yes, I can. How are you?
Okay. Pretty good. How are you? Thank you for having me on the show.
It is a delight to have you here. For anybody that's listening, William is a personal friend of mine, and he is a United States Marine Corps veteran. William, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, you pretty much summed up a lot of it. I'm a USMC vet. I am a member of the Tooele County Lightfoot Militia, which is a part of a larger organization throughout Utah called Utah Lightfoot Militia. It's been around since the mid to late 90s, and we're kind of operating out here in Tooele on our own unit. I am also a kind of a redneck mechanic, as it were. I like to engineer things out of trash and make pretty cool inventions and come up with alternative fuel systems and things of that nature.
We're going to have to discuss that as well, because what we were talking about over at our good friend Greg's house when I met with you at and Tooele was absolutely fascinating. I want to give a quick constitutional background, a little bit of history about the militia, and then after we get back from a break, we're going to discuss your involvement. Actually, I'm going to back up for a second, make a quick announcement. You guys have an event coming up this evening.
That is correct. Out here in Tooele, we're having an event called Meet the Militia. It's for people who are interested in who we are, whether they're interested about joining or whether they just want to know what we do. We're having an event at the All-Star Lanes in Tooele. It's going to be at 7 p.m. tonight, and it's going to be a pretty good time. We're going to come and, you know, talk about everything we do and get everybody involved that wants to be involved and talk about the many different levels of the militia. We're going to talk about the history of it and through the centuries, and it'll be a good time.
Very good. So anybody in the Tooele, Salt Lake area, I know it's easy to get to also from Orem and Provo, I highly suggest you go and meet these people, all very good, God-fearing patriots. Really quickly, I want to get into the constitutional history of the militia, because the militia gets a bad rap with the press these days. More like we're a bunch of renegade rabble-rousers, anti-government, domestic terrorists. But the militia and the armed citizenry was very, very fundamental in the minds of our founding generation. In fact, the Second and the Third Amendments have an interplay as they were drafted to reassure those who feared federal control of a military standing army. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 6 gives the general government the power to arm the several states, but there's also there the implication that they could refuse to do so. I want to give people an opportunity to read a book that's very, very clear and concise on this subject as well. Good friend of the show and the network is Brian McClanahan, and this is a book called The Founding Fathers' Guide to the Constitution. He explains this concept and others very, very well. So getting back to the Founding Fathers' fear and the founding generation's fear of a standing army, James Madison said that a well-regulated militia was composed of the body of the people trained in arms and is, this is very important, the best and most natural defense of a free country. So this was their preferred method of keeping the citizenry, protecting our sovereignty, not a standing army. They distrusted a standing army, and that is where we get the Third Amendment, and that was the Quartering Act. The Third Amendment was intended as a guard against the a potential for an oppressive standing army, and Patrick Henry argued at the Virginia Ratification Convention that the Quartering Act was one of the principal reasons for our dissolution and our connection with Great Britain. And that's something you're familiar with too, correct, William?
That is correct. All of that is absolutely, I mean, the way it happened, you know, and a point that I think to bring up with some things that Madison said, you know, the militia had to be well-equipped and well-trained. It was required that every Minuteman were to have his own rifle, ball, and sack. What that meant was that he had the proper gear to operate in a military fashion or a paramilitary fashion if needed.
Absolutely. So, William, we're going to take a quick break here, and we are going to pick up where we left off right after this. Thank you for listening to Veritas Radio Network, radio the way it should be.